Right now, though, we've got your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. Joining me from the Bayou Resort, Gary Faraci. Good morning.
Thirsty Thursday morning.
Well, I'm doing fantastic, but I thank you all. They're around Gamalia and Mountain Home. You guys kind of got the brunt of last night's Mother Nature.
We got hammered last night. We got a lot of rain. We lost power. Yeah, it was an interesting night.
Well, I wonder if it'll make the fish bite.
I hope so. Something's got to switch here.
What's it been like this past week?
It's been a little hit and miss, a little slow week. Hey, good to get out on the lake and relax and stuff and have some fun. But it's been a little slow.
Yeah, it's kind of. I mean, it's been that way for a couple weeks now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Some of the guys just got to work it. Talked to some guys yesterday. Finally got into a place where the crappie were biting, and they caught 10 on live bait. So it's starting to pick up a little bit. We had water temperatures around 85 degrees. First week of August, that's what we get.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, many people catching any bass?
The bass has been okay. Nothing to write home about. You got, like I said, everything right now, it seems like you got to work for it a little bit, you know. It's just not as easy as it can be. They've done okay on the bass. We were talking earlier, there was a tournament Friday night, and some of the guys did okay on that, and we're catching them pretty good.
I think most of the bass, it is at night, single spin and, maybe some jigs and stuff. But the catfish and the lake perch is still pretty good, though, right?
Absolutely. The catfish have been good. Jug lines, trout lines. Had a couple guys that were rodding and reeling and doing pretty good the other night. Mm-hmm. Some nice sized catfish, good eatable stuff. I mean, they look really good. And then walleye too on the points, coming out of some of the coves and that, working the edges there. Guys did pretty good on the walleye.
Catching them on the bottom, or are they?
Yep, they're using bottom bouncers and rigging them different ways and stuff. But one guy was using night crawlers on it. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, he had three nice walleye.
I talked to a guy, it's been several years ago, and he, big walleye fisherman, and that's pretty much all he used was night crawlers, and he just kind of rigged them, like a plastic worm, so to speak, and bounced them off the bottom, and he always had good luck.
Yeah, that's what these guys are doing right around the corner here from the marina. On one of those points coming out, just to get that little cut in there, and they seem to hang out there on the points, and they did okay. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, the perch, it's that time of year, man. You can go out and have a field day with that. We always talk about that, taking the kiddos out there and fishing and letting them have a ball.
Oh yeah, the hotter it is, the more active the perch are.
That's what it seems to be, and all you need is a bucket of red worms and go out there and a bobber, and I have fun with it.
Oh yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah. And it won't be long, we'll be in another transition, and things will really get going. But for folks, Gary, that want to know more, how can they find you?
Hey Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, take a look at some of the pictures, drop us a line, see what's going on. And then, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com.
Yeah, good stuff. And you got a full list this weekend?
This weekend, we're completely full. I think I got one available for next weekend. I got some room in the middle of the week if someone wants to play hooky and come on down and spend a few days.
Yeah, hey, school's going to be starting for long. Now's the time to take advantage of it.
Yeah, before school starts, get down and get a break and do a little fishing.
Right on. Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, sounds good, Gary.